As a young boy, Eric Bringswhite watched gangs hang out and occupy the playground near his childhood home. He remembers gunfights happening right in front of him and his friends.
Mid-80s, man. These guys were already full-fledged shootouts, full-fledged gang members, you know, try their hardest to, to kill each other.
Bringswhite's earliest recorded run-in with law enforcement was when he was just 10 years old. By his teens, he was a full-fledged gang member. One fight with a rival gang stands out in his mind. It was Christmas night, and he shot rounds into a rival gang territory. He drove away in a stolen car, but didn't get too far, because the police were already responding to a shots fired call.
I looked, and there was a car coming really fast behind us. And so I said, oh man, here they come, man, you know, and I'm hurrying up, trying to get these bullets in there. This girl in the back seat, she was like, no, don't do it, don't do it. Just as I turned around to do it, she grabbed the gun and pulled it in the back seat.
He says he didn't realize it was actually the police behind them.
That was the beginning of my incarceration career.
Bringswhite says his grandmother tried to be the voice of reason.
She was always telling me right from wrong, but there was something wrong with me because I couldn't hear. She would call all my friends and I this. She'd call us Nuche Juanicha, the Nuche Juanich gang. That in Lakota means no ears.
He says he was true to her nickname and didn't listen to his grandma's advice. Instead, he says he continued to get in trouble. He served nearly 2 years in federal prison, but that didn't change him. And once he was out, law enforcement knew him all too well.
Ended up having a few run-ins here and there, man. Bad, getting bad, you know. Law enforcement's pulling me over every opportunity. As soon as they see me, they pull me over, search me. And all the while I'm saying, you know, what you basing your stop on, you know? Oh, we just want to see who you're with, you know? And walking up on me, several of them unbuttoning their guns. And, you know, I guess they seen the threat when I couldn't, you know?
He returned to prison where he saw even more violence, and he took his anger out on fellow inmates.
Anyways, I ended up getting arrested for that and there and sat in a hole like 90 days. And in this hole, I thought, man, this is what life's all about. This is what I tried so hard for, man. You know, I'm telling God.
This revelation rattles him to the core, and he changes his life.
I say a silent prayer in my head, you know, I ask God for the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, and the strength to leave all the bad things that I've ever learned, man, I've ever done to another person there, because that's where it belongs. They say when you're driving away, not to look back, because it brings bad luck on yourself.
Bringswhite didn't look back. Instead, he embraced his future and his new mission in life to share his experiences to help youngsters.
So who better to tell and address the situation than a person who's experienced it? My knowledge doesn't come from a classroom. It doesn't come from any book or a computer. I lived it. I lived it for 20 years of my life.
Today, Bringswhite has a Bachelor of Social Work degree. Some say he beat the odds, but he says he feels now that the odds are in his favor. He believes he has a message of hope, and law enforcement is taking note. Steve Allender is the chief of police in Rapid City. He says Bringswhite is a valuable tool.
Is there a need for a guy like Eric Bringswhite? There certainly is a need for a guy like him, because no matter how educated on the issues people like me become, I can never have the credibility with at-risk teenagers or young adults that someone who's been there would have.
Allender adds that it is not typical for longtime criminals to make these changes. Bringswhite says he is now interested in bettering the community he once raged against. He is a foster friend and mentor for local at-risk youth that are already getting in trouble with the law. Joe Gutierrez is the commander of the Juvenile Services Center in Rapid City. He says Bringswhite has had a profound effect on the kids that he mentors.
I think kids could relate to Eric because he was a pretty big guy, pretty tattooed up, and they had something in common, I think, which was he was in trouble when he was younger, and so were they at this time.
Gutierrez says Bringswhite's experiences are similar to those that young people are facing today. Bringswhite has built quite a resume speaking to youth at locations across the nation. He says he plans to continue to reach out.
I had these goals, you know, these dreams of being the best gang member in the world, you know. Later in life, I've come to realize that that's where gang members go, especially the good ones. You know, two places, prison and the cemetery. That's the rewards of gang membership.
He says that it's critical not to give up on our youth because they can change, like he did. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Amy Varland in Rapid City.